Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. What is at stake in the cultural battle to redefine marriage and family, and should we be involved in the public discussion?
We should be involved, and I think it is right to put in place, if possible, a legal definition of marriage that makes it one man and one woman. And I think the stakes are very, very high, and not so much because God's going to bring judgment on our country if we legally endorse the impossibility of homosexual togetherness called marriage, but because judgment has already come upon America. The fact that we are so tolerant and so approving of homosexual behavior is the judgment of God, according to Romans 1. God has already given us over in large measure to a debased mind. But rather, the reason is because if we don't socially agree on the structure of marriage, the ripple effect for child rearing, the ripple effect for the modeling of what Christ and the church are like, even unwittingly by unbelievers, is going to collapse. And the spiritual effect of that, and the cultural effect of that, and the social effect of that, I think, is untold. We can't put our finger on all that will happen. I was reading statistics the other day of all the negative things that come from growing up in a home of two men or two women. I mean, it's happened enough now for years so that you can begin to accumulate statistics on what becomes of these children. And as much as the other side may say they turn out to be happy, well-adjusted children, statistically, and I just encourage people to go to the internet to find these statistics, statistically, the problems are huge and many. And so I think it will be good for us as a culture to define marriage as a union of one man, one woman for a lifetime, and keep at the margins the relationships that we believe are sinful rather than endorsing them with legal definitions of marriage.
It's kind of like the frog in the kettle, but do you think that most people understand once we give up on the definition of marriage, as the Bible puts it, anything goes? Do you think most people in the church even realize if we allow this, where it could go?
Well, probably more people in the church realize it than outside, but no, probably not. I think we have fallen in the last, really, two centuries, but 50 years especially, into such a sense of individualism and tolerance that about the only vice that some people can conceive of is not tolerating other people's lifestyle choices.
Which is not really tolerance, but not approving of, embracing. It's not even tolerance, they're demanding.
That's true. If you don't embrace a lifestyle, you're viewed as being perhaps a hate monger and promoting hate speech. I would not be surprised at all if things didn't, by God's grace, turn around, that my preaching on certain sins will become illegal and that I will face legal reprisals of jail or fine for preaching on, say, homosexual behavior as sin, because it will be said, okay, you call it sin, you're encouraging wild fanatics at the edge to do cruel and physical things, and therefore you're responsible for their behavior, and therefore this is hate speech, and therefore you go to jail for talking that way. So absolutely, the demand for approval is a very ominous thing.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.